producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm going to be joined in the next segment with Joe Biggs, and Joe is going to, and I are going to talk about Barrett Brown's case, give you a little bit of a background to it if you are not familiar with it, because when we get Barrett Brown to join us at the bottom of the hour from prison, we want to give him the opportunity to talk as much as he wants about what has happened to him, about the implications of that for everybody. Not just for journalists, but for everyone. We all have a right to speak freely. I noticed in looking at the court transcripts that they denigrated Glenn Greenwald as saying he was a blogger for The Guardian. that's just part of the game that they play. But that shouldn't denigrate him in anyone's eyes. A blogger is just as important as a high-profile journalist like Glenn Greenwald. We all have freedom of speech. There's never a situation where we should have to get permission from the government to open up our own printing press, and that's essentially what being a blogger is. That's opening up your own printing press, speaking your mind, speaking freely, using your freedom of speech. Everyone has a right to do that, not just journalists. But they played that game in court, saying that Barrett Brown was not a journalist, that Glenn Greenwald was not a journalist. We're going to give you some background on that as far as we know, and then we're going to be joined by Barrett Brown at the bottom of the hour. Going back to technology news, though, of course, today is day, and it's going to be coming out right about now if they haven't already done it. Apple is unveiling its new Apple Watch. And, of course, one of the things that they're going to do with that is going to allow you to pay for everything. You can just walk around with this watch and all these ads. It would be like Minority Report, where you walk past ads and it'll know who you are and it'll know your preferences because they know everything about you. Or they can pay for your transaction without having to take out your wallet. Just, you know, run this thing, buy it. I will not be participating in that. As you pointed out last time in the last segment, Britain is now calling on everyone to add closed-circuit televisions to their homes at eye level and then feed that back to Scotland Yard so they can build their facial recognition database. Seriously? Would people seriously volunteer for that? I guess they believe you would. Because one of the documents that came out of the Snowden leak, we've talked about this before, it wasn't covered that widely in America. It was covered, it was broken by Der Spiegel in Germany. It was a press conference in Germany where this was shown. But they had several slides from Apple Computer, and these were slides from the NSA. And they showed the iconic 1984 commercial for the Mac. And they said, who would have thought in 1984, and they show a picture of that, and then the next slide shows Steve Jobs holding an iPhone, and then the caption says that this would become Big Brother. And then the third slide shows a lot of people standing in line to get their iPhones, and the caption says, and that people would line up to buy it. So the question is, are people going to line up to buy the next bit of Big Brother hip surveillance software, pay for their own surveillance? Are they going to put closed-circuit television cameras in their homes? Are they going to buy the watches that are going to be at eye level so they can feed facial recognition into the government? Are we going to do that? Or are we going to say we've had enough? It's looking worse all the time, of course. And if you look at what's happening in Venezuela, they're going to install finger scanners in supermarkets. Why? Because they don't have enough food to feed people. So people are hoarding. They're cleaning off the shelves whenever they get any food. Over a year ago, Bloomberg was talking about how the people of Venezuela were suffering severe shortages of food and water, having to go across the border to get those basic commodities that they needed. Yet they said, don't worry. Venezuela, under the Marxists, has been a great profit center for us. We've gotten 700% return on our investment, 700% return on our investment, and we know that the current leadership of Venezuela knows that their first priority is to their bondholders, not to the people who are starving there. But they will use these kinds of controls, like Apple Watch, to shut you down, to keep you from buying and selling. Remember Darren McBreen's piece?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in the studio now is Joe Biggs. Joe is in here so that we can kind of give you an introduction to what's been going on in the Barrett Brown case, in case you don't know. And he was just recently sentenced and fined an exorbitant amount. He is now in prison. We're going to have him join us at the bottom of the hour, calling in from prison. We don't want to waste any of the small amount of time that he gets on the prison phone, so we wanted to kind of do our introduction and our background here before we got to Barrett Brown, and then we'll talk about what he has to say after he has to leave us. But joining us now is Joe Biggs. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you for having me here, David. Yeah, Barrett was someone that I first heard about when I was speaking with Michael Hastings, you know, some years back. And after Michael passed, I started looking into, you know, what was going on and things that he'd been looking into as well. And then kind of saw the connection between Barrett Brown and Michael Hastings. They were working a lot of things together. I spoke with Barrett not too long ago on the phone while he was in prison. And he was telling me that he believes 99.9% that the FBI was for sure investigating Michael Hastings, because the fact that he was helping with Barrett Brown when he had that Project PM going.
Yeah, kind of a crowdsourcing investigation of the criminal activities of the corporations that were involved with the government, the kind of corporate government alliance to do criminal surveillance on everybody, and the dirty tricks that they had come up with against targeting individuals that had been speaking out about this before the Snowden leaks. The big threats that they saw were from people like Barrett Brown, Glenn Greenwald, and they specifically targeted them, and we later saw the released slides of Palantir and H.B. Gary and others that were coming after, saying, let's identify who the key players are, and let's essentially go after them, assassinate their character, put them in jail, or assassinate them, as the Fox News commentator called for Julian Assange to be assassinated.
Yeah, and then they go and use that against Bear Brown when he quotes that exact same...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing. When Julian Assange pointed that out, he said, everybody needs to understand that social media has all of your friends wearing a wire. And the government is going to use that information that they pick up. They're going to twist it, take it out of context, and make all kinds of... And, of course, one of the things that I was surprised was when Barrett Brown was upset after they came in and were looking for a laptop, and he hid it at his mom's house, and his mom, as she pointed out, was kind of torn between maternal instinct and, doing what they wanted her to do. And so they said, oh, you tried to assist him in hiding these laptops from us. He was very angry because they were going to add a charge against his mother to try to get leverage against him, because they always add these extraneous charges, a lot of them total BS, to go after his mom. And so he was in a state of withdrawal. He had had some issues with drugs, and he puts up this video and said, basically, you've exposed my information to the Zeta cartel, trying to get them to come after me, because he had investigated the Zeta cartel along with Anonymous. And You've put this information out there for them. You've come after my mom. I'm going to put information out there about you. And because of that, they took that as a threat.
Yeah.
That was a crime. There are so many felonies, serious felonies out there on the books that the normal person would not even think of as being a crime. And that's what we really have to be concerned about, is the proliferation of all of these different felonies. A guy releasing balloons on a beach, okay, that's a felony now. Yeah. I mean, we cannot live our lives without being in constant jeopardy of being set up and sent to jail by this overreaching government. And I think that's precisely what's happening. But it was even worse as it went through the trial. Things got even worse for him.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I've been trying to get a hold of him for about a year now. Mm-hmm. He's going through all kinds of different loops trying to contact his people and get it set up. And I'm glad we're finally able to get this opportunity to speak to him, because, like I said, I got to talk to him the other day. He's got a wealth of information, all around smart guy, great guy. And it just sucks that, you know, the implications that it has on journalism, that sharing a link and quoting somebody can get you thrown in prison.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons that we could not get in touch with him was because the court had essentially put a gag order on him and on his lawyers, very much afraid of what he would say.
Yeah.
And so they put a complete gag order on it. And one of the things that he said in the editorial that he wrote after his sentencing was, the good thing about it is at least now he's free to talk. And so that's why we tried to establish contact with him again. And, of course, at the time that Michael Hastings died, he was not only working with the crowdsourcing Project PM to investigate the stuff, but he was also talking to Barrett Brown about his prosecution and investigating that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the interesting things that when I look at the statement that Barrett Brown made to the judge, and of course the quote that I've repeated several times already in the program, I think we really need to hammer this home, because Barrett Brown is a very good writer. He's a very eloquent writer, and he really distills this down when he said, we no longer have the rule of law. We have the rule of law enforcement. I think that really distills what this comes down to. And as he pointed out to the judge, he says, this case does not just affect me. It doesn't. It affects all of us. This is what he said to the judge, because he wanted to, this is in the, you know, before the judge sentenced him, and so, you know, he wanted to kind of make an explanation so the judge would not give him as long of a sentence but he wasn't backing down completely. He said, when we start fighting crime by any means necessary, and he's talking about the crimes committed by H.B. Gary and Palantir and the government, he says, when we start fighting crime by any means necessary, we become guilty of the same hypocrisy as the law enforcement agencies throughout history that break the rules to get the villain and then become villains themselves. And he says, understand that I run the risk of sounding combative, but I think Your Honor can walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. I think Your Honor understands that one can regret the unjust things that one has done while also being concerned about the unjust things that have been done to him. I think I'm really anxious to talk to him. One of the things, and of course, you remember, Joe, we've talked to Amber Lyon because the research that she did in Bahrain, she was investigating the brutal crackdown in that U.S. government ally against the pro-democracy movement there. She was working for CNN at the time, put together a documentary, and CNN basically spiked the story. And she eventually wound up leaving CNN. One of the things that Barrett Brown points out is that they were coming after those laptops because they said, well, there's information there about how you're trying to overthrow the government of Bahrain with Amber Lyon. One of the most preposterous things I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're trying to get his contacts. They're trying to find out who he's in contact with and then go after those people. I mean, that's just completely bogus that...
Yeah.
As a journalist, you should be able to have your contacts and keep them private.
And he really understood where this was headed. He goes, and let me again read from his statement to the judge. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, so we want to go through this and just let him talk because he's got a lot to say. He said, the government claimed that those laptops contained evidence of a plot that I orchestrated to attack the Kingdom of Bahrain on orders of Amber Lyon. Your Honor, Amber Lyon is a journalist, a former CNN reporter who I know and respect, but I can assure Your Honor, I'm not in the habit of attacking Gulf state monarchies on her behalf. But then he goes on to point out, what you're really doing here is giving the Kingdom of Bahrain an excuse to keep her from ever getting back into the country to ever do any more reports, because now they can come back and say the Justice Department has said that she's trying to overthrow the government. They can refer to this charge that was put on there by the FBI and use that as a way to keep her out of the country. So there's always an alternative motive, isn't there?
Yeah, always. And one of the interesting things, too, that we were talking about, he had a copy of the Declaration of Independence at his home, and he come in and file that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to put that up. Actually, the Twitter of that, he tweeted out what they actually said, and they go back and forth and say, well, I think we can give him his copy of the Constitution back. He said when he wrote this... this op-ed piece for the Daily Beast after he was sentenced, he said the title of it was My Post-Cyberpunk Indentured Servitude. One of the things that he said was, I can now talk about some of the things that people would not even believe had happened before. He said, for them to seize my copy of the Declaration of Independence as evidence of his criminal activity, he says, I blush to even put that in print because I don't think people would believe me. So that's a problem we get all the time. Mm-hmm. We get these documents, we put them out there, we even link to the documents like he tweeted out the image of the court order saying, I think you can give him his Declaration of Independence back. Joe, that was actually part of the plea bargain, that he would give up his Declaration of Independence. How appropriate that is.
That's out of this world. You know, we've been saying it for the longest time that, you know, patriots, people who love the Constitution, they are now the government's number one threat. And I mean, this right here is just another proof
of
that entire thing. I mean, it's crazy that they're going to go and file that as some kind of criminal.
Well, you know,
it's crazy, this world we live in right now.
We look at the MIAC report from 2009. Before that, Alex's documentary is actually showing training sessions from the federal government, training local law enforcement, putting up pictures of the founders of this country, saying these guys are terrorists. Yeah. Anybody who quotes them are terrorists. You know, he looks at this. Now, you know, I don't know, but Barrett Brown has been writing for the Daily Beast and for Huffington Post and the Guardian, kind of left-wing publications that tend to discount the idea that the government is coming out there to shut down any dissent. They've been kind of poo-pooing the idea that patriots are the focus and not foreign terrorists, not Islamic terrorists. they've kind of pushed back against that and said that's not true at all. That's why they wouldn't believe that the FBI would take his Declaration of Independence, that they would say, we're going to keep that as part of your plea bargain agreement. But we've been saying, Alex Jones and InfoWars has been saying that for years.
I mean, there's been people that we have those little pocket constitution books, you know. I've spoken to people, said they've been pulled over and the police call that contraband.
Yeah, yeah. That shows that you're a radical if you understand your rights. And you do sound very dangerous if you quote the founders. Stay with us. We're going to be back talking about Barrett Brown, and he's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour.
47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBextract.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in the studio is Joe Biggs. And we're going to be talking to Barrett Brown from prison in the next segment. Trying to give you a little bit of a background in case you're not familiar with the case or what has recently happened. And, of course, when he wrote his op-ed piece for the Daily Beast after he was sentenced. He entitled it, "My Post-Cyberpunk Indentured Servitude." He says that when he was sentenced to 63 months in federal prison, Reporters Without Borders cited his case as a key factor in reducing America's press freedom rankings from 33 to 46. Very concerned about this because this directly impacts upon our freedom of the press. But talk about his indentured servitude, Joe.
All right, I'm going to read a paragraph from the My Post Cyberpunk Indentured Servitude article. It says, "I also had to plead to an accessory after the fact charge for having contracted the corporate espionage outfit Stratfor after some anonymous affiliated hackers stole several million of the firm's emails and vowed to publish them online. I offered to arrange with the hackers to redact any of those communications that could potentially have endangered any foreign contacts if made public. For this, I will not only serve additional prison time, but have also been ordered to pay the company over $800,000.
Absolutely outrageous. And, of course, one of the reasons that they came up with such a large figure, I'm sure, is because they figured, well, he could write a book. He's someone who's written books, successful books. He's written for dozens of magazines and newspapers, as he points out. Yet they wanted to continually assert that he wasn't a journalist in order to denigrate what he was doing, to say that this wasn't a First Amendment issue. They said, oh, he's not a journalist. Look, anybody that gathers any information has First Amendment protection. And as a journalist, even if Glenn Greenwald were merely a blogger, that's not a merely anymore. That's very important.
Yeah.
Some of the best stories have been turned up by bloggers. So you don't have to be an official journalist that gets a paycheck each time or works for a big name mainstream media newspaper. They're not the ones who are breaking the news in most cases anyway. They're not the ones who want to follow the story wherever it leads. Or in the case of Amber Lyon, as we saw, whenever she works for CNN as a journalist, they spike the story and she goes independent. But I guess now she's not officially a journalist. Yeah. But that's the very dangerous thing, is that, as he points out, he said it would be one thing if the government was putting forth some sort of standard by which journalists could be defined. Well, yeah, that would be bad enough because we don't want them to put a box around free speech. But they're not even doing that. They're just saying, well, I don't think the First Amendment applies here. It doesn't apply there. That's why he said we no longer have the rule of law. We have the rule of law enforcement, because they interpret it to mean whatever they want at any given time.
Yeah. U.S. District Judge Sam Lindsay says they didn't express any visible interest in the fact that the FBI itself has acknowledged having actually overseen the hack on Stratfor.
Yes.
He is confidential informant or rat Hector Sabu. So
that's right. The FBI actually took a guy they turned from anonymous, Sabu, and they used him to do the hack. So the FBI does the hack. He links to the information. Then they say, well, somewhere in that information, there's some credit cards, so we're going to charge you with credit card theft. If you look at the transcripts, they make it clear. The judge is even talking about that. Well, he linked to emails, and we recorded his conversations, because they record all the conversations, of course, while he's in custody. And the judge says, well, he didn't know there was any, he thought there was nothing in there but emails. They knew that that was the case. And he says here, 2 days before his sentencing, the Department of Justice withheld from his defense team sealed chat transcripts from Jeremy Hammond hacking case, which contradicted its claim that he was a co-conspirator in the Stratfor case. So they withheld that evidence. So that's some of what we want to talk to Barrett Brown about. But again, this is a case that affects everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you're a journalist, you want journalists to be free. You want people on the internet to have freedom of speech. They're coming at us from every possible angle. They're coming at us from a regulatory agency, with the FCC, with the FTC. They're coming after the journalists, putting them in jail. They have just, under what Obama proposed with the State of the Union, was to step up the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, the CFAA, which is what they came after Aaron Swartz with. They want to step that up from misdemeanor crimes to felony crimes, and they want to extend it to RICO statutes. And quite frankly, they already did it in his case, even though they didn't have the authority to do it in his case.
Yeah, ever since the Obama administration has been in power, I mean, there's definitely been a huge war on journalists in this country. I mean, it's out of control.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's been more people prosecuted under the 1917 Espionage Act. I think it was like three times the number of people prosecuted under the 1917 Act in the Obama administration than all all of the previous administrations since 1917 combined. So he's done more than everybody else for virtually 100 years. Stay with us right after the break. Barrett Brown from prison. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in studio is Joe Biggs. We're expecting a call from Barrett Brown any minute now from prison. Of course, the call has to be initiated from inside prison. You just can't call into prison. Now, if you want to get in touch with Barrett Brown, let me give you his contact information before he comes online, because we want to let him talk as much as he would like to. So let me give you this information while we're waiting for him. If you want to get to him on Twitter, it's freebarrett underscore. That's freebarrett underscore. His Facebook page is Free Barrett Brown, and you can also look at his website, echelon2.org. Joe, one of the things that got my attention, of course, you just got back from Chicago, where there were allegations that people were being held there. The Guardian reported this, being held for periods of time without being arraigned, people being tortured in this one particular site, Holman Square. He was held for 2 weeks without charge back in October 2012. And finally, they indicted him. And, of course, what he was indicted for was conspiring to release personal information about a government employee. That seems to be the big crime that they came after him for. As I said before, there are so many felonies out there that the general public can't even keep up with all the laws that the government and the bureaucracies are enacting all the time. Very serious laws, serious felonies. And that's what they got him on. Who would have thought that that would be a federal offense, that he could be sent to jail for over five years? He's done 3 years in jail. And is the 63 months, is that in addition to what he's already done?
I think he's got the time served. So when I talked to him on the phone the other day, he was saying if he was willing to play ball with him, that he could get out in about a year. But he said, I'm not going to do that. He's like, I'll sit here. I'm going to make them suffer, and they're going to have to watch me. And, you know, if I'm going to have to suffer, they're going to have to suffer as well. So I kind of like that attitude, that stick-to-him kind of attitude that he has.
Again, as I pointed out in the previous segment, his conviction was cited by an organization, Reporters Without Borders, cited as a key factor in reducing America's press freedom ranking from 33 to 46. Ladder Levinson, who is the guy that ran the email service that was used by Ed Snowden, if you remember, the NSA came to Ladder Levinson and said, give us all of his emails. And he said, I'm not going to do that. And he shut his email service down, his business down, rather than turn that stuff over to the NSA. So Ladder Levinson is somebody who sincerely cares about respecting our individual rights that have been respected under the Constitution but ignored by our government. He went to the trial and he told The Guardian, he said, this is the type of verdict that leads honorable men to take up the quill and pen strong statements. But I fear that for some people, words will not be sufficient. So some people are not just going to be upset and write about this. He's concerned some people are going to take action about that.
Yeah.
So he has kind of an interesting attitude. Barrett said that he, after exposing the cybersecurity military-industrial complex, he's now going to be investigating the prison industrial complex for the next 35 months or so, and getting free food and clothing as he's going to be exposing their wrongdoing. I like the attitude that he has. He's very combative, and we need to be combative. We cannot just cower down in front of a government that is taking our freedoms. He tried in his statement to the judge to be respectful, but he says, you got to understand that I can be respectful and be regretful about how I have taken some other people's rights and still be angry about how mine were seized. And that was essentially what was going on with the, making the threat on YouTube against the FBI agent who had charged his mother, who had essentially released his own personal information to try to get him attacked by the Zeta people. Of course, there's no recrimination or no crimes that that FBI agent is charged with. But then if he does that in return, which is what he was talking about, then they come after him with massive felonies.
Yeah, this stuff keeps happening nonstop. I mean, it's just, I just don't even know how to put it in words sometimes. As a journalist, you've got to watch your back every step of the way now because these guys are trying to come after you.
Yeah.
They want to threaten you, but you go and you quote someone, they want to use that against you and then threaten your mom, and that's...
We just had at the beginning of the program, we had Obama talking about the emails from Hillary Clinton, and he said several times, he talked about how transparent they were. I mean, this is the least, he ran on transparency.
The least transparent ever.
The biggest lie, I mean, if people want to, and they should get angry about the Democrats and everybody, Republicans as well, should get angry about the lies of George Bush that got us into Iraq, about weapons of mass destruction. How about getting angry about the big lie of the Obama administration, at least one of them? I mean, you could come up with a lot of them. But the one that they were going to base their administration on transparency, and yet he has charged journalist after journalist. Every time something happens, they go after the whistleblower and try to put the whistleblower in jail, and they never correct the criminal actions that were done by the government officials or by the big banks. We see the big banks constantly being given a pass. We've got HSBC laundering money being caught laundering money for drug dealers, for drug cartels, for terrorist organizations. And rather than put any of them in jail, we had the Justice Department say that wouldn't serve the public interest to put any bank officials in jail. Yeah. That gave them a small fine compared to the amount of money that they had, profit that they had made, and let these people walk. I mean, we see them coming with draconian prosecutions against small people, independent people, but the biggest criminals go free.
Yeah.
And we see that over and over again. We're still waiting for Barrett Brown. Hopefully he's going to be able to call us. He was going to join us at 12:33. I don't know if they shut that down. Maybe they're listening to us. Huh?
I mean, there could be a lockdown that happens in the prison. Who knows? I mean,
yeah.
Their schedules are shifty. I know he was telling me that he has lunch between 1 and 3, somewhere in that time. They don't really give him an exact time, but it's somewhere in that time. So that's why we try to set up for 12:33 before that happens. So.
Well, in terms of when you talk to him about Michael Hastings, again, what did he, did he have any insight as to what did he know about the circumstances of Michael Hastings' death?
He hasn't been given all the full details about what's been going on, but like I said, the fact that the FBI came out and said, no, we're not investigating him, and then they come out and say, well, we're looking into him for what they called controversial journalism.
Mm-hmm.
When he wrote the piece about Bo Bergdahl,
mm-hmm.
and they went investigating him, but they still deny the fact that they were looking into him for anything else, and Barrett Brown was saying, I know for a fact that they were looking into him because he was a contact of mine when I was putting together Project PM. And he said the FBI had everyone's IP addresses, anybody was in contact with him for that.
Yeah, that's right. When this first happened and we started following this, we knew from looking at the way the accident happened that didn't happen from him. The car did not explode and eject the engine at a right angle way down the road when it hit into a tree.
Yeah,
okay? That never happens.
It holds it. There's no way that a vehicle is going to hit a tree and then the engine is just going to like miraculously ricochet off and bounce down the road. The engine was in the path of travel.
Yes.
The
way he was driving. So that was consistent with the car being blown up and then going into a tree, which was also consistent with the fact that the gas tank was not compromised in any way, shape, or form. Why would it catch fire if the gas and burn that thoroughly if the gas tank had not been compromised? So we were concerned about that from the very beginning. We said it looks like there was foul play here from the very beginning. Then it starts coming out that he is tweeting people and emailing people saying, I have to go undercover. I'm on something very hot. As we followed the investigation, he was looking under his car, looking into his car, worried that somebody had put something on it, a bomb. He even told the person that he was living with about that. But it was tweeted out that he was being investigated by the FBI, and the FBI denied that. But then when you talk to Barrett Brown in prison, he said, well, of course they were investigating him because they investigated everybody that was involved with Project PM.
Well, he said one of the things is, you know, anybody that knows about Barrett Brown, he went on a kind of a rant, and he was high at the time, and he said all during those times I never once imagined that I was being investigated by the FBI. He's like, those things didn't just pop in my head. He's like, that's not a side effect of what I was taking. He's like, and the fact that the government's coming out and the police officers and everyone out there are saying that he was being deranged and thought that the FBI was coming after him because of the drugs that he was on.
Yeah, he's just being paranoid.
Yeah, he's
just like us. Yeah,
he just dreamed up. Like, you don't.
He's a tinfoil hat journalist, right?
He's like, you don't just dream that stuff up. He's like, you start thinking that because you start seeing it happening.
Yeah, yeah. You're not paranoid if they're actually watching it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is that, you know, for the longest time, Alex Jones has been talking about how they're monitoring our phone conversations, they're monitoring our computer monitors, they're looking through the cameras that are on your monitor. We knew that this was happening because we had people telling us. We could even link to their articles. Even when we would link to the articles that other people had reported about David Petraeus bragging that your refrigerator is going to be spying on you, is going to be collecting information, everything in your household, the Internet of Things, all of the things put together into a linked Internet, they're going to be sending that information back to the government. Everybody laughed at us until the Snowden leaks. That was the one thing that changed things around, but we still haven't seen anything. We've seen a public perception change of it, and we've seen an acceptance of it almost by the public,
yeah.
But not any change. That's what's really dangerous.
Yeah, no one believes anything until you get your Snopes article about it or Fox News. It's not legit until one of these people say something, and then all of a sudden, Well, I guess those guys aren't crazy. I guess they were right. I mean, I had to...
Well, see, that's the really dangerous thing, because they just said, I think it was last week, that Google was going to go through a different ranking schedule. Rather than looking at the popularity, links coming into a website, people visiting a website, rather than using that to rank sites on the searches, they were going to evaluate the truthfulness. It's like... Who are they to evaluate the truthfulness? And they even mentioned Snopes as somebody that was going to be used to evaluate the truthfulness of something. So if they say it doesn't happen, then those articles are basically going to be delisted from the search engine, and you're not going to be able to find a dissenting point of view. No matter how popular that point of view is, you're not going to find it with Google. It's going to have to be done.
The propaganda.
Yeah, it's going to have to be done by... We're essentially going to have to set up committees of correspondence, and it's going to have to be done outside of the kind of social media platforms that you see with Facebook and Twitter, because they're going to start shutting that down as well. So you're going to have to come up with some other way to share the information.
Yeah, they said they're going to use some kind of algorithm that will go through and it will decide whether or not it's true. And just like Facebook coming out saying they're going to have a new button that you can report a story for fake news.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get all these trolls on there, and it doesn't take multiple people clicking on fake news on that button. It only takes one person, and it's labeled as fake news and removed.
And we know that the government pays trolls. Okay. We know that they have robotic programs that become trolls. They've worked very much on that. I mean, I don't even know that they're still paying people at the Department of Justice and the FBI to troll our website, or if they just got automated robots that do that with using AI. But that's
and Snopes, the guy, the lady, and their cat to determine what's real and not.
Well, the very dangerous thing about it is that you know, of course, that whole system in terms of truthiness, it is just, it's another way that they're going to come after content. They're looking at regulating content. The FCC first started making moves again to regulate content, and they've done that in the past. They had the Fairness Doctrine for broadcast media, and that was fortunately overturned in the Reagan administration by Bruce Fine, who went on to work for Ron Paul. But and that really opened things up in talk radio, and then, of course, the internet opened up, and so they've got to get those things shut down, because that's the real threat to their base. The real threat to their base is changing people's hearts and minds, because if you don't change people's hearts and minds, if somebody goes in and tries to reestablish the Constitution by force at this point, they're going to be, if the people aren't with them in sufficient mass, they're going to just be looked at as the violent aggressors. It's going to be very easy to shut down anybody who tries to use violence at this point. That's why it's an information war. You've got to get people's hearts and minds to understand that. They said they're losing the information war. That's why they're trying to shut down the internet. That's why they're going after journalists like Barrett Brown.
That's why they're trying to buy up all the ammo. They're trying to make guns illegal. Yes. They're trying to pull away, because they know there's going to be a great awakening going to happen.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Yeah.
People are going to start seeing through all these lies and BS. That's why they're ramping up their game. And American people need to ramp up their mind game, their information, and learn what's going on, because these guys are getting ready. They're buying the MRAPs. They're putting them out in rural towns. They're doing domestic training for, you know, assaults on American-looking cities.
You and I have been there.
Yeah.
We've walked the streets, and that was one creepy feeling.
Yes.
Walking through the street with the traffic lights operating and everything, a replica of an American city there, and we know that they're training for this type of thing. But going back to the truthfulness stuff, when you talk about the ammo cells, when Paul Joseph Watson found that, and we broke that story, he linked directly to the RFPs from the government saying we want these massive amounts of ammunition, and they continued to put, they said it's not real, even though he linked to the documents themselves. The mainstream media pushed back on that and continued to push back on it. Snopes themselves came back and said, well, you know, they took one of the smallest ones from like the Social Security Administration or the Weather Administration and said, look, that's a very small amount. They're just buying it for target practice. It's like, well, why does the Weather Administration, you know, need to have
FDA
arms? Yeah, exactly. Not asking that question, but they would cherry pick the different ones, ignoring the billions
the major stuff
there, and ignoring the fact that they were not buying target ammunition, they were buying hollow point ammunition. Mm-hmm. Snopes completely ignored that, as did the mainstream media, ignoring the fact that that's extremely expensive, That's ammunition that is banned by the Geneva Convention for use in war. It's anti-personnel. It was developed by the British in India to take out the massive numbers of people to do the most harm to an individual. So they banned it in a war scenario, but it's used by governments against their people to keep them under control. So they completely ignored that. And that's what we're concerned about, that they can push those stories down. Joe, even after this all broke, even after you even had conservative news outlets like Breitbart picking this up and running with it, even after you had congressmen saying, questioning, why is Homeland Security buying so much ammunition? Even after all of that, we had National Review come out and attack Alex Jones, saying that he was some kind of a prophet of doom, running some kind of a church thing or whatever, and he was even getting the Republican congressman to join him in this nonsense about the government buying ammunition. National Review. And that was a year after the story had broken. Well, after Breitbart and other Fox had picked it up and said, hey, there's something here. National Review came out because they wanted to get Alex Jones. That's the danger if we have truthfulness as the way that they rank and shut down websites.
Exactly. I this stuff is not going to get any better, and the American people need to wake up a lot quicker because, like I said, these guys are doing everything they can to ramp up their war against us, taking our freedoms away, our liberties, our right to say something, our right to link to something, our right to quote someone is all being used against us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to be back in the next segment. Hopefully we can still get a call from Bear Brown. He was going to try to join us at the bottom of the hour. Evidently, there's somebody in the federal government that watches InfoWars. Maybe they didn't want Bear Brown to talk to us. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in the studio is Joe Biggs, and we've been waiting for Barrett Brown, who is going to call us at the bottom of the hour. I don't know, Joe, maybe the FBI and the prison listening to Alex Jones Show, maybe they don't want to have him come on, because they control that pretty tightly. We were not able to call in to Barrett Brown. He has to call us, so we were hoping that he'd be able to do that. If he does call in later in the show, in case it was something that was just circumstances and not outright censorship, then we will certainly take his call whenever he calls in. But
yeah, I just shot him a real quick email asking if everything was okay on his end. If anything comes up, just to, you know, give me a call or shoot me an email so we can know that he's fine and that there's no censorship going on as well.
Yes, and although we didn't get a call from Barrett Brown yet, I did just get a call from Alex, and we are launching an unprecedented sale on DNA Force today, just for a short period of time. Alex wants everyone to be able to experience DNA Force like he has, and so we're launching a discount like we've never done before on that 30% off as of right now on DNA Force. Competitors are already 2 to 3 times the price, some charging up to $600 for a similar formula, but right now you can get DNA Force 30% off. That's under $100 for the first time ever. So you can find that at our site, and that's how we support this operation. That's how we send Joe Biggs to places like Chicago and Ferguson, where he gets shot with rubber bullets, tear gassed, and frozen to death.
I was on tour this weekend with a band, and all those guys take the Supermel Vitality. They take it right before they go out on stage. Get them amped up. They go out, they perform, and then, you know, go off, and they say they love it. They've been
taking
it for as long as they can.
So. That's great. That's great. Yeah. Supplements and good, natural, healthy supplements as well. Not something that you would normally expect a band to be amping up on. You know, we were talking about Michael Hastings and our concerns about what happened. And you know, we can guess as to how this might have happened. We certainly know that what it wasn't was the narrative. It's kind of like the Kennedy assassination. You know, you see these things happen, you can say, well, it could have been done this way or that way, but the way that they're telling us, that would not work. That's what we do when we investigate.
Shows that this is just impossible.
Yeah. Well, they are, you know, one of the things about his car, of course, and one of the things that was interesting about Michael Hastings was you and other people had said that he was someone who drove extremely slowly. He was a grandma, okay? But here's a guy who says, I've got to get out of town. You're not going to see me for a while. I'm being investigated. He's concerned about his car. And he's driving late at night, punching all the lights, going 100 miles an hour down this road in L.A. before the crash. He's driving a Mercedes. Mercedes has been at the forefront of driver-assisted, computer-controlled components, which they're now merging together into these autonomous self-driving cars, as I like to point out. No, self-driving is what you have now, but that's the headline up there on Wired Magazine. Listen to what they say, Joe. They say the number of car crashes, once we get these self-driving cars, will plummet. Liberated from the need to keep our hands on the wheel and our eyes on the road, drivers will become riders with more time for working, leisure, and staying in touch with loved ones. In other words, like, pull that picture up again, guys, and show this. The picture that they've got at the top is four people sitting in a, facing each other with virtual
reality goggles.
Yeah, reality goggles on their head. And that's what we've seen in the Mercedes vehicle. They've got cameras on the outside of the car and projectors on the inside where you'd normally have windows to spare you from having to actually use your eyes to look outside.
Yeah.
And you think these things are going to be safer? Nobody who's seen the blue screen of death from IBM is really going to want to get into a car where you don't have a steering wheel and you don't have any brakes, because it's people who make mistakes that are going to be programming those things.
This is the next step in the police state right here.
That's the way they control, and that's the thing. If you can't beat the car, you can control it, you can assimilate it like the Borg. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products.